mountain top there in the McGinnies, right on through Kilmacrenan and Chrysler, Dunfanny, so on, and the Guidoor, right on through and the Glentyskilly Bags. Simply cannot get on to the N66. If they're fields along the road, looking for planning, looking to build a house, build a future home, they can't manage that. Now, people just simply cannot get building. I noted what I was there this morning, the government ministers are looking for more, are being asked to get land and so on. That's all very well, much welcomed, but they need to look at the planning issue for ourselves in rural Ireland.
The argument that you're going to get from Transport Infrastructure Ireland and indeed potentially from Donegal County Council's Road Design Office is the more cars you have coming out onto the N56 from private dwellings, the more you're increasing the safety risk and the risk of injury and death.
I appreciate that, Donald, the argument that they're going to put up from that point of view, and we know that's the argument going forward. But the other side of the argument is as well, you may have 10, 12 people living in the one house, a family. There'll be people in the house moved on to teenagers, adulthood, and they're living along the road the way they are at the minute, and they all have a carriage. Then a couple of the kids wishes to seek planning permission then, either behind the house or near hand the house, and they can't get onto the main road because they use the word intensification. That argument doesn't stand with me, Donald, because the intensification is already immediately there, whether TAA want to release it or not, because of all those adult children at the moment, this moment in time, choose to live at home with their mum and dad. The cars are there, so building the next house is not going to put it up or down as such. I appreciate the argument that you're saying they will put up for your average greenfield site. Yes, I understand and acknowledge that will come up from time to time, but I genuinely believe if you have fields along the road, if your mum or dad or granddad lives along the road and you want to build beside them, you should be allowed that, because this intensification argument does not stand. Now, you mentioned the Donegal County Council. There's something all of us, to be fair, in the council are pushing for at the moment. We are pushing for a meeting sooner rather than later. A meaningful meeting face-to-face. Now, we are pursuing that at the moment, and we hopefully know the definitive date yet, but that has been requested to speak at the minute, and I hope that will be sooner rather than later.
There can be discussions locally, and indeed there can be discussions between yourselves, the Road Design Office, TII and so on. Ultimately, is this going to take changes to national legislation? Because TII will say to you, look, we're looking at national law, we're looking at national planning guidelines, and they're very clear. So this isn't an issue that's going to be resolved within Donegal. This is an issue that's going to have to go right to the capital and to the government.
Oh, yes, we appreciate that, Donald, totally. It's going to the government 100%. We're fully aware, we all appreciate that, and that's where it is to go. But I suppose for that to start, that's where we have to meet face to face this time. What TAA, we've been at this for a long time, so actually this last 3 years that I got into the council, and as a colleagues long before that as well, have been battling this. But we really, I suppose, as of the last day, have taken a stand now with a county development plan and everything going up. And I know, for one myself, I can't support a county development plan, Donald, unless it's going to be allowing for people getting on to the N56, is my view, and anyway, to be honest, going forward, and I don't see that view changing.